Well, hello and welcome. This is the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 22nd of February 2026. Hope you're well. Hope you've had a great weekend. I know weather again this weekend has been a little bit on the funny side. It's been, rained off a lot. Let's just put it like that. There's been a lot of rain going on this weekend until today, of course, when it did brighten up this afternoon. But by that point, it was too late for me. Now, because I don't work Friday, well, I usually don't work Fridays since last year, what I like to do is Friday is for the kitchen garden, Saturday is for the allotment. And the idea is those are the times when I'll be creating all my recording and getting together all my content and all my pieces. And then Sunday is for editing so that I'm set up for the entire week. That's the general idea. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. This Friday, however, I did have to go into work, so I didn't get as much done in the kitchen garden as I liked. But I did record a bit of a chat with Mark from Buzz Into Beekeeping about beekeeping. This is something we're going to be having on the podcast regularly, about what we can do at this time of year if we were beekeepers and what bees are doing at this time of year. That's going to come on hopefully every month as a bit of a feature. Something I'm really intrigued about, because I really do want to get into beekeeping once I found the suitable place. Something really interesting. Anyway, I did when I finished work, I came home. It was still light, actually, so I managed to go out in the garden, do a bit of weeding and check on a few seedlings and things like that. Saturday, I headed down the allotment in the morning, just a quick visit, did a bit of tidying up, a few things, set some straw bales up, and then I came home and I set my diesel heater up in my greenhouse, which is a great way I've discovered of warming up the greenhouse. Really, really interesting way. Bit of finessing to do still, but I'm really quite happy with how well it worked out for me. Obviously, I haven't got power out there as of yet, so we need to work on getting power to the greenhouse before we do anything, which means taking down the two trees that have given me bit of a problem lately. But more on that on the podcast tomorrow. Something I did do today, however, is I sowed the beetroot from this month's seed pack. Now, beetroot is something I grow a lot of, and it is one of those things that I think we need to sow a few times throughout the year. It's delicious, it's tasty, and it's certainly well worth growing. Now, what I did is I actually grew these inside some of my cloches. So I set my cloches up and simply put a drill in the soil, about 2 centimetres deep, and then just dropped in a seed every 5 to 10 centimetres, backfilled it, and then placed the cloche over it to keep that line of beetroot warm. Now, cloches at this time of year are going to come into their own. They are going to be an invaluable way of starting seeds off and getting things growing early. And it's certainly something that we use a lot of. And all they're really going to do is just enable us to get a few seeds in the garden, in the ground, a little bit earlier, protect them a bit while it's still cold. March is still going to be a bit on the cold side. But if we use the tools that we have available, we can start certain seeds off earlier. And beetroot is one of those. Like most root crops, they generally don't like their roots being disturbed. So I very rarely do plant these in seed trays or anything. They are, like carrots, directly sown where they are to grow. Now, you can actually do it with plug trays, seed trays. I've done that in the past. It does work. It's just they don't really like it. Anyway, once they're growing, once they will take a while to germinate. I put down a week to 2 weeks, but could be longer than that at this time of year. All we've got to do is remember to keep the soil consistently moist and thin the seedlings out carefully once they reach a couple of centimetres high. We want to make sure we've got about 10 to 12 centimetres between each plant. And eventually what happens is those leaves will grow. We can actually eat the leaves when they're baby roots, but don't overdo it, because the plant does need the root, the leaves, to photosynthesize and put energy down into the roots. And of course, the roots is what we want to grow. That is what we're going to eat. Consistently water them. That's the big tip. Remove any weeds, but consistently water them. And eventually those routes will get bigger and bigger and therefore lead to the fact that we'll end up with good roots. Mulching does help, straw or compost or something like that. And then you end up with these beautiful beets that are tasty. Now, you could actually harvest them when they're young, they taste sweeter, or you let them grow on. And there's 101 things you can do in the kitchen with them. Roast them, boil them, pickle them, salads, you name it. You can do it with these things. So definitely one that I think should be in every kitchen garden. Certainly one that we grow a lot of here at the Veg Grower Podcast HQ. Now, I'm looking at the weather as I think many of us are doing at the moment, because it's just so wet. It really is. And I just want to get some dry days. Looks like for the beginning of this week, it's going to be dry until Thursday, then the rain comes in again. But that might be just enough to get our garden dried out a bit, which might just mean the soil becomes workable by the weekend a little bit. Who knows? Who knows? One of the troubles I've got is I'm on a clay soil, which is why I go for raised beds. Clay soil is great at water retention, but when it gets wet, it becomes very heavy, very sticky, and very hard to work. And what we have to do with clay soil is, and most soils really, is constantly add compost and manure to break down that clay soil and incorporate all that organic matter into the soil, which makes it better and better. Which is, of course, why I go for raised beds, because the compost builds up and builds up and builds up, and eventually it will get sucked into soil, but we constantly update it, so, or constantly add more compost to the beds, which help. It really does help. And I've noticed this on my allotment a lot, where I've built some good beds, we've added plenty of compost over the years, and the soil below the raised beds is good quality, nice permeable, good stuff. So yeah, I really want to make a point that adding compost to the soil really does help. And it will get us through some of these wet winters that we seem to be getting. Right, I'm going to pack this one up and head to bed. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you have had a good week yourself and had a good weekend. As you know, on a Sunday, I like to set you a bit of a challenge, a bit of a mission, or something that you can do throughout the week. And what I want you to do, well, I want you to think about what herbs you grow and let me know why you grow them. Pretty simple one. Pretty simple one. I love growing herbs. We grow lots of herbs, which of course we use in the kitchen, but they have medicinal and also for companion planting as well. So they're good for deterring pests and things like that. Great example is dill, one of the most beneficial plants, herbs that you could grow. Right. I'm going to head down to bed and I'll look forward to hearing what you say about that. Until next time, please take care.